Finding talent. Think about my landscaping story. Think about, you had two choices. You can hire Davey Tyburski to be your landscaper at an hourly rate times 6 hours, or you can hire John Doe to be your landscaper for the same hourly rate. It took me how long to do the lawn?
6 hours.
How long does it take him?
1 hour.
The wrong person on the job can cost up to 15 times what you plan to pay them. I am the wrong guy for the job. It's taking me, let's just say, 10 bucks an hour to make it easy. It's costing that person, in your case, the customer, or in your case, the CEO of the company, you're paying me 10 times 6, 60 bucks to do that job. What is that? Five times would be 50. Almost five times as much in this example, because the new landscaper only takes him an hour. So I'm paying him 10 bucks. You were paying me 60. You got the same result. As a matter of fact, the result was better. But you see how the wrong person on the job is costing you a lot of money right now. So what do we do on the front end to make sure we're finding the right talent to not be in the position where we're investing, or in some cases, spending money on people coming in to work with us that happen to be the wrong person? Let's talk about that a little bit. First place is you got to tap your value network, your suppliers, your associates, your vendors, your partners, and kind of start putting your feelers out for what kind of person you're looking for. So this would be a great spot to go back after you leave the event to look at your don't like to do list and start turning that frown upside down and writing it in a way where it's going to attract someone like her into your business. So when you're talking to your friends, associates, others, you know, Mary, I'm really looking for someone that really has these type of things, A, B, C, and D. And oh, by the way, likes to do project management type work. Oh, okay. Next morning the phone rings. You know what? Why don't you guys hook up for coffee? I may have someone for you. So you have to define it first. What are you looking for exactly first? And then go tap your network. Another one. Look to mutual friends and relatives to find energetic hard workers. Energetic hard workers would be the good words there you want to focus on, right? College campuses during recessions to sign up and train high-quality college recruits desperate for jobs. As entrepreneurs, this might be a little more difficult depending on the colleges in your area. We've had success locally because we have relationships with some of the folks in San Antonio, some of the schools. Sometimes college campuses will frown that you work out of your house if you're in that position, so you'll need to kind of fill this one out. But the coolest part about this, and this hasn't happened to me, but I've heard of the stories of entrepreneurs who have actually recruited a college student who was really, really good at liking to do certain things and end up staying with them when they graduated. That's a pretty cool thing. So hopefully you're able to find someone like that. People you meet that wow you. Back in my corporate America days, I think I should have been paid a commission for every person, every good person I brought into my company. Because I'd have my feelers up all the time, restaurants especially. Somebody, has you ever had someone that just wows you from a service perspective? Whether it's in a restaurant, whether it's at the movie theater, whatever it might be. And you go, wow, I wish I had him or her around me in my business. Okay. You borrow them. You bribe them. And some ideas, right? So, you know, you're having some discussions and they're like, Rachel, I really enjoy talking to you. You know, this, I don't know if you know, but I'm a speaker author and I wrote a book on fill in the blank. And if you wouldn't mind, I'd love to go in the car and just autograph it and give it to you because I really enjoyed our time together. Dear Rachel, great spending time with you. You know, you have a great personality and you're writing what you're looking for in the book. You have a great personality. You have a great spirit. Wow, wish there were more people like you within my company. Signed, Jane Doe. Here's your gift. Wow, did I steal them or borrow? No, I simply just gave them a book. I wanted to, you know, bless them. So I blessed them, and they blessed me by calling me back. Okay, so simple things like that. Yeah, it's amazing to me, but look, I'll use an airline example so you guys can pipe in. Like Southwest Airlines, I have never met anybody that I've talked to in the middle. They either love Southwest or they hate Southwest. There is not one person I have met yet that is in the middle that says, well, they're either like me. Personal experience, I love Southwest. Not that I like the colors, not that I love the people. So I am a Southwest fan, right? I'll be in the Southwest line, and I'll have some sorry soul behind me. I can't believe I've got to get in the herd line, blah, blah, blah. Well, do you think he likes Southwest? He either hates him or you love him, right? So my thought is, where do people that I may want to working in my organization, where do they hang out? Places like Southwest, Real Life Story, our video editor, Laura, who used to live in San Antonio. She moved to London with her husband. They just had her first child. So yay, Laura, if you're listening, congratulations. But Laura had a background working at Starbucks. Do you think I found her by accident? No. Fast forward. Laura now has an assistant named Robin. Hey, Robin, if you're listening, good to talk to you here. I wish you can call in and listen to this great session we're doing. Robin used to work where? Wow, is there a connection here? Now, I'm not saying you go and borrow talent from Starbucks or Southwest, but what I am saying is you start putting up your feelers when someone wows you, do something for them where they go, you know, actually, I enjoyed talking to Rachel too. And wow, she's looking for someone and that sounds like me. Maybe, maybe not. But I tell you what, you do it 10 times, you may find someone. So just keep your feelers out for people. Keep your feelers out for great people. Finding talent. Temp agencies. This is the try before you buy. In corporate America, temp agencies are used all the time, like Kelly Services, those type of things. In your areas, it's going to be hit and miss for you because some of the larger firms may not want to work with you because you're just, quote, an entrepreneur. But when you find one, like regional temp agencies, et cetera, here's some of the benefits. The first is it's like renting a car. You can rent a person for a project for 30, 60, usually it's minimum is probably about 30 days, so let's say a month. You can rent them for a month, you get to try before you buy, do a short-term contract with them, make them part-time, give them some responsibilities, see how they're doing, and then if you really like the person, then you use the agency to hire them, and then contract with the rewind. What that bullet point says is this: you find someone you really like in a restaurant. Instead of just bringing them on full time, what you can do is motivate them, inspire them to go work for Kelly Services for a month. Now, what is Kelly Services going to do before they rent that person to you? They're going to do a background check. They're going to screen them. They're going to have interview questions that seem to work across this entire great country of ours that are already set to a point where you're filtering out maybe someone you don't really want to work with, because fact of the matter is you could have met someone really cool at a Starbucks or at a Southwest. But after you run them through the filter, you find out, maybe they're not the right fit. Would you rather know that on the front end and investing a couple $100 versus finding it on the back end once they're in your organization causing problems for everybody? So, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and then you know everything's being, the interview questions are being asked correctly. Like they're not asking, are you pregnant? Or do you have, are you married? I mean, all these things we don't think about as entrepreneurs, they already have a screening process in place. So that could be a great source for you. The best part about this that I love, and don't take this the wrong way, I drive the car for about, 6 hours, and it's really bumpy. I can call them the next night or the next day and say, you know, the car ride's really bumpy. Can you send me another car? You know, no harm, no foul, right? Versus the alternative, which we've probably all been there, heard the stories. Okay, moving on. So social media, ask your friends to post the kind of person you're looking for. So it goes back to, technology can also be a good thing because social media, in this case, you can post kind of what you're looking for. It's almost like, and again, because it's showing up on all their walls and all that cool stuff, it's almost like you, and I'm going to tell you how to write this in just a few seconds, but it's almost like you start there and you're, just like I told you the example about the book. Rachel, you seem to be very positive. You're just the type of person we're looking for within our company. Know anyone? ? So you're putting that feeler out there. You can do the same thing on social media where someone reads that and goes, that sounds like me. Well, wow, maybe that's the back end, the way to get that person to contact you instead of you trying to find them between 10,000 people. Talked about this already. Focus on personality first. So personality first. Passion with a cause. Just like the boys getting on those bikes in 100 degrees, passion with a cause. I want that personality first. I can teach you the rest later. Okay, have them write an essay. This works terrific. I have had success at JMI doing this, as a matter of fact, where I don't write a job description because I don't have a job. At least I don't think I have a job for this particular person, but I really like them. But I want to learn more about them. So what I'll do is say, you know what? Can you do me a favor? It'll take you like no more than 15, 20 minutes. Can you just write a quick essay about the things you're good at and what you really like doing? As a matter of fact, put in there what you don't like doing and give me one example how you're a problem solver. If they're really interested in what you're doing, they will take the time for 20, 30 minutes and write it. You get the essay back, you're reading it, and you're like, they like to project manage. Wow, I don't like to project. I don't like project management. That's a good start, and you want to keep reading, right? So the idea here is you get them to write an essay, and you know, when you read something from someone, you can learn a lot about them. And again, it's the first step. It's not like, okay, I'm going to hire them now. It's the first step just to get them going out of the gate. So have them write an essay. Ads, we're talking about ads. Ads should include what they want besides a paycheck. That's why we talked a little bit about culture and environment yesterday. Why they may want to join you. So an ad is not just about we pay $10 an hour and you have weekends off. It's more of what's your culture? What do you have to offer them? I mean, you've got to sell them in the ad. They're looking at, especially these days, people are looking at lots of ads on Craigslist. People are looking at lots of ads in the newspapers, whatever the medium is. But your ad has to stand out. So you've got to share a little more about your culture and what's going on.